Our journeys leading us to a place no one has ever been. There are no travel guides or internet trip advisors to tell us what our destination looks like or what we'll need when we get there. Rather than a temporary excursion to an exotic place that we can return from after a few days, what we're holding are one-way tickets. This is a different kind of journey altogether. We're not just going to another location somewhere on Earth. We're going to another world hidden within our everyday lives, and it's the choices that we're making today that are taking us there. Together, we're barreling down the fast lane of a superhighway that's crossing the boundaries of traditional beliefs, religions, and habits of the past. In doing so, we're also blowing right past the limits of what we once thought was possible. It's these very experiences that are our passports, and they're leading us to the new world that's emerging before our eyes. Our destination. I can't say for sure what our destination will look like after the dust settles and we learn to adapt to our changing climate rather than trying to control it. After a new and sustainable economy replaces those that are fractured and failing today. After we embrace the technology that provides every bit of energy we need without the devastating side effects of fossil fuels, I can only imagine what our lives and the world will be like. And when I do, I see a better place for us all. I see a world where we've raised the standard of living for everyone rather than lowering it for many to support only a few. I see a world where war is obsolete, and using the threat of war to solve our problems no longer makes any sense. I see a world where our love of cooperation is greater than the fear that drives the violent competition that's commonly accepted as a way of life today. And I see the shift in thinking that makes each of these things possible. To get to that shift, however, we must begin by recognizing the realities that we face and the promise that they hold. A good place to begin is by acknowledging the fact that we're living a time of extremes. A time of extremes. We're living in a time when we can expect big things to happen, big shifts in the world, and big changes in our lives. And just to be clear, the extremes I'm talking about don't necessarily have to be bad things or even good things for that matter. It's just that they're big things, and they're happening all around us in our lives as well as our world. While the reasons for the extremes will be explored in the upcoming chapters, the key here is that we're living a rare era of transition. We're living the emergence of a new normal, and the success of our transition hinges upon two things. Number one, our willingness to acknowledge the shift, and number two, how we learn to adapt to it. Our globalized culture of jobs, money, markets, and resources means that it's now impossible to separate the extremes in the world from what they mean in our everyday lives. The crisis of climate change is a perfect example of just what I mean here. The record-setting droughts caused by shifts in global weather patterns translate directly into the higher prices we pay for food at our local markets. The extreme debt and failing economies on the other side of the planet translate directly into the higher costs at the gas pump and higher ticket prices for buses, trains, and taxis that take us back and forth to work each day. Because of these and other extremes, business loans have become scarce, and the interest we're paid on our savings and retirement accounts is at a record low. The global slowdown of industry translates directly into the loss of jobs and benefits in our local communities. These are the kind of extremes in the world that are creating big changes in our lives. I think we can all agree that our lives are changing in ways we've never seen, at the speed we're not used to, and it's all happening faster than we've been prepared to accept. The key. I'm an optimist by nature, and I see real reasons for optimism in our lives. At the same time, I'm also a realist. I'm under no illusion when it comes to the huge amount of work that it takes to give birth to the new world that lies before us. Our ability to successfully meet the challenges that